Okay, I apologize. I don't know what was going on with the Zoom. Maybe just because I don't shut down the computer in between, but something's wrong with my Zoom. I don't know if there's an update or I have to just figure this out because I've had this problem the last couple of times. Hopefully, I will figure it out. Bezda Shambli Neder, let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Rav Moya, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, and for the safety of the Hashas and the Chayalim. Today's daf is one of the most famous dafim in all of Shas. I'll say that again. Today's daf is one of the most famous dafim in all of Shas. Bava Metzia daf nun tes, famous story, which you probably will hear about. But let's begin. We left off at the bottom of nun chesam and beis, at the bottom line. Agotavach to David Yeshua, to Reuven from Harrisburg, to Dr. Joe, to Avram Moshe, to Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen, to Avram David, to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Avram Simcha, to John, and to Moshe David HaKohen. Amar Rabba Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bachanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, Noach lo la'adam sheyavo al safek eishas ish. It's better for a person to have relations with a safek eishas ish. Rather than embarrass somebody else. So let's say people are accusing him of having relations with a suffolk ish. He should not reveal the person who actually was the person who slept with the ish, even if he's suspected of having relations with a suffolk ish. Minol, and where do we learn this from? Midarish Rava, from Rava's Drasha. Didarish Rava, Maidichsev, Uvitsal I Samchu Vinasafu. David HaMelech is saying about his enemies that they made fun of his wife, Karu Velodimu, his wife Batsheva. They ripped me. If they would rip me apart, there would be no blood. David HaMelech said to Hashem, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. If they would rip me apart, my blood, there would be no blood in me because my blood all left me because of my embarrassment over the people making fun of me. Over Batsheva. Good to vach to Adil Palti. Great to see you. At least to see your name. Even when my enemies are dealing with Negaim Va'alos, which has nothing to do with Eishas Ish, Omrimli, they taunt me and they say to me, David, what's the punishment for somebody who marries, who sleeps with a married woman? They were taunting David that Batsheva was a married woman and he was married to her. And you know what I responded to them? Ani omer lehem, I gave it right back to them. Misasa b'chenek. V'yesh l'chel kol amaba. Yeah, somebody who has relations with a married woman, so dies with strangulation, but at least such a person has a chel kol amaba. V'al amabam es p'nei chavir barabim, but someone who embarrasses somebody else, ain lo chel kol amaba. So you guys who are embarrassing me, just so you should know, you're accusing me of an avera, which I didn't do, but even had I done it, I would get a chelik in Olam Haba, but you don't have a chelik in Olam Haba for making fun of me. V'omar Marzucha Bartovia Omar Rav. Marzucha Bartovia said in the name of Rav, V'amri lo Omar Rav Chana Bar Bizna Omar Rav Shimon ben Chasid. Some say it was Rav Chana Bar Bizna Shimon ben Chasid. V'amri lo Omar Rav Yochanan Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said the following statement in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai: Noach lo la'adam she'yapalatz v'lekiv shanesh. It's better that a person should jump into a fiery furnace, v'al yabim p'nei chavir barabim, rather than embarrass his friends in public. When we know on me Tamar, where do we learn this out from Tamar? Dechsev, because it says about Tamar, who tricked Yehuda into sleeping with her, because Yehuda had delayed her union with Shelah. Because Yehuda was afraid that just like Tamar succeeded in killing his first two sons, or Yehuda was suspected that Tamar had a hand in killing the first two sons, so he didn't want to marry her to Shelah, the third son. So Tamar dressed up as a prostitute, and Yehuda took her as a prostitute, even though really it was okay for Yehuda to do Yibum to her, but it would be embarrassing for Yehuda to know, for the world to know that he had taken a prostitute. She was being taken out to be burned, and she sent to Yehuda quietly, whoever owns this chosemes upsilim, the staff and this the ring, That's the one who I had relations with. So, and Yehuda, so she could have just publicly said, hey, Yehuda's the father. And she would have saved herself. And she would have embarrassed Yehuda. She would rather be killed than embarrass Yehuda. She would rather go into a fiery furnace than embarrass Yehuda. So we see from this that a person should rather jump into a fiery furnace rather than embarrass somebody. Amarav chinana bered ravidi maidichsiv v'lo sonu ishasami. So don't verbally abuse somebody else. Im she'itcha b'tovim mitzvah sal toneu. Someone who is a from Jew, you shouldn't verbally abuse. But someone who's a Baal Aveira, you're allowed to call them out for the Averas that they're doing. That's what it sounds like. When it comes to Onas Mamon, it says Achicha. That's just to exclude a Goy. So it's only someone who fears Hashem, someone who violates Averas in public and doesn't do tshuva, you're allowed to call him out for his Averas. That's what it sounds like. Amarav, lo'olam yehadam zar bonos ishto. A person should be very, very careful not to say something negative to his wife to cause his wife pain. Shemitoch shedimasam mitsuya, because if you say something upsetting to your wife, she's going to cry. Ona'asa krova. So, because she cries right away, you're going to get punished for verbally abusing her. So be very, very careful about criticizing your wife or saying something negative. Bad idea. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Yom Shnecha Beis HaMikdash Na'al Sheri Tefillah. Rabbi Lazar said, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the gates of Tefillah are no longer as powerful. Shnemar Gam Ki Ezak V'Ashaveh Sasam Tefilasi. When I cry out to Hashem, my Tefilos are Sasam, are closed off. V'Aval B'Shashari Tefillah Ninalu, even though the gates of prayer are not as accessible. Shari Demos Lo Ninalu. But the gates of tears are not locked. Shenemar, Shema Tfilasi Hashem V'Shavasi Hazine El Demasi Al Techerash. Don't be quiet for my tears. I'm sure that my prayers that are accompanied by tears, I'm sure those are going to be answered. V'amarav, Kol HaHolech Ba'atzas Ishto. Anyone who listens to his wife's advice, no fel begehenim. He's going to end up in Gehenim. Shnemar rak lo haya ka'achav gomer. Achav was an evil person who had an evil wife, Izevel, and the pasuk says that it was his wife that caused him to do the bad stuff. Ask the Gemara, really, you're not supposed to listen to your wife? Only if papa labai v'ha'amri inche isesach gutza gachem v'tilchashla. If your wife is shorter than you, bend your head down and listen to what she has to say. Answer the Gemara, lo kasha. Habamili de alma v'habamili de besa. Don't listen to your wife for your business dealings, but things that have to do with raising your children and things around the house, then you have to listen to your wife. Lishna achrin, another pshat. Habamili de shmaya, spiritual things, v'habamili de alma. The women are very practical. They have good advice. You're in charge of the spiritual things, but your wife is in charge of this worldly things. You have to listen to her in this worldly things. Amr of Chista. Kol ha'sha'arim ninalim chutz mishari ona. All the gates of tefillah are locked, except someone who is going to complain to Hashem that they verbally abused him. Hashem is always going to listen. And the whole story in the Gemara is going to come because of this. Let's remember this statement of Rav Chista. All the gates are locked except for the gates of someone who is verbally abused. Hashem will always listen to that. Shenemar, Hine Hashem nitzav al chomas anoch uviyado anoch. So Hashem is standing atop the wall of Ona'a, and in his hand is a plumb line, which means it's a mashal to the Midas HaDin that goes straight down to punish people that verbally abuse other people. Very, very, very dangerous practice to be involved in. To be very careful about not verbally abusing other people. It's like killing people. It's a very serious isser. Amar Belazar, HaKol Nifra Bidei Shliach. Everyone gets punished by a messenger. The Malach HaMavis, we just spoke about him at the Seder. Chutz Me'ona'a. But if you verbally abuse someone, God doesn't appoint a messenger to punish you. He punishes you himself. Good to see you. Shneemar, uviyadoh anoch. In his hand is the plumb line. Goes straight down to punish. Three sins. The curtain that separates Hashem from the malachim are not locked. What are the three? Ona, gezel, avodah zara. They go straight in there. Anybody who complains about somebody who verbally abused him or stole from him or avodah zara goes straight in. Ona, d'chsev, uviyadoh anoch. We just said it's in God's hands. Gezel, d'chsev, chamas v'shod yisham abba al panai tamid. Hashem always listens to that. Avodah zara d'chsev ha'ama machisim osi al panai tamid. Amar Yehuda. Lolam yadam zar b'tvua b'soch beso. Wow, fascinating Gemara. Yehuda says, there should always be enough food in the house. She'en meriva mutsi b'soch beso lam el al iske tvua. Because the fighting happens when people don't have enough food. Sh'nemar ha'sam gvulek shalom chelev chitim yaspiech. When's there going to be peace? When there's fat, wheat, and people are satiated. If people are satiated, there's less fighting. Amar of Papa Haim Dami Inchi. Kimishalim sare mikada, kimishlam sare mikada. When the barley is finished from the pitcher, nakish vasi tigre beso. Fighting ends up happening. Vamrav chinabar papa lola miyadam zar betfuah bezoch beso. Make sure there's enough food in the house. Shaloniku yisol dalim el aliske tfuah. Klai Yisrael is called poor when there's not enough food. Shneimar v'ayah im zara yisrael v'gomer. Uksiv, the next pasuk, v'yachanu aleim v'gomer. Uksiv, v'yidal Yisrael mot me'vidyon. When they didn't have food, they were called poor. Amar b'chev lol mi'adam zara b'chavod ishto. A person should be very, very careful about the honor of his wife. You have to show tremendous honor to your wife, always. Be very careful about the honor of your wife. The only blessing that happens in the house is because of your wife. When Paro gave Sarah back to Avram, Ula Avram Hetiv Bavura, Hashem made goodness to Avram because Sarah came back in the house. Rava said to the people of Mechuza, make sure you show honor to your wives, and that will get you wealthy. If you show honor to your wife, you will be wealthy. There's going to be blessing in the house. So be careful to show honor to your wife. And now we get to maybe the most famous story in all of Shas. Arguably the most famous story in all of Shas. Powerful story. Tanan Hasam. There's a Mishnah in Kalim. Chatachol Cholios. V'nosan chol ben cholio l'cholio. If a person chopped up a lamp into various parts and then he puts it back together, it's the way Rashi learns, with sand in between the parts, is that called a kli or not called a kli? Rabbi Eliezer mitaher. Rabbi Eliezer says this is not makabel tuma because of the sand. It's considered to be like a kli adama because the sand is what's holding it together. V'chachamim mitamim. They say the sand is batel to the earthenware. It's an earthenware menorah. It's an earthenware lamp. But just because it's got sand in between doesn't make it a kli adama. It's considered to be a kli cheres, and it is mekabel tuma. V'zehu tanuro shel achnoi. And this is the famous oven of achnoi. My achnoi, what was it called? This? Of a snake. Achnoi is like a type of snake. They surrounded Rabbi Eliezer with millions of questions, and they said he's wrong, and they said this vessel is mekabel tuma. They surrounded him like a snake. Just like a snake when it sleeps is in a circle with its tail in its mouth. Others say a snake surrounds its enemy and crushes it. Tana ba'oso hayom, on that day, that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argued about this halacha. Heishu Rabbi Eliezer called Shuvah Shalom v'lo kibbley emenu. Rabbi Eliezer brought 100 rayas to his opinion and nobody listened to him. Amar lahem, im halacha kamosi charev zeyuchich. If I'm right, I want this carob tree to prove that I'm right by jumping 100 yards. Nekacharev m'koma me'ama. The carob tree jumped 100 amos. Some say it was 400 amos. Amulo ain't even rhyme in a charev. The rabbi said, we're not impressed. It's not a proof that you're right. Let the river stop flowing. Go backwards. The river stopped flowing. The rabbi said, we're not impressed. Let the walls of the study hall prove me right. They should fall down. Heat the coast of the basement post, so the walls of the basement started falling down. Gar behem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua yelled at the walls. We're having a legit argument in halacha. Why are you proving like him? Lo naflu. So the walls stopped falling down. They called us Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't go totally up because of the honor of Rabbi Lezer. Till this day, they're slanted. Why carib water and the base medrash? So, some of the achronim say that carib represents the food that sustains the tamidi chachamim, and water is the water, and the base medrash is the hasmada. Various interpretations given over here of why these three. The Torah Chaim explains why did Rabbi Elazar choose to prove his words from the carib and the water in the Kosei Beis HaMedrash. Because we find by Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who sat in the cave, they brought him carib and water, and they would build the Beis HaMedrash right next to the water and the carib tree in order to be sustained by them. Rabbi Elazar intended to say that since they're not accepting his words, which is the truth, we could be mevatel the Beis Medrash. And he started with the charuv, get rid of the carob tree, to hint that you don't need it anymore. You guys don't know how to learn. And they said it's not a raya because we'll take carob from somewhere else. Then the water. And the Chum said, "Ah, we'll take water from somewhere else." And in the end, Kosei Beis HaMedrash. Right. Others say the Torah is nikna b'shlosha midos. The Torah is acquired by having only a little bit of gashmius, humility, and hasmada. Rabbi Elazar wanted to prove he was right from these three things. First, he proved from the carob, which shows that you could get along with very little. Carob is like a very little bit, right? The Gemara says in Tainus, Chanin b'ni was enough with kav charuv me'er Shabbos ever Shabbos. And then they tried to prove from the water that was he was humble. Because water symbolizes humility. It always flows down. And then the hasmad is the walls of the base medrash. Okay. Then he said, let the heavens prove me right. What are you arguing, Rabbi Elazar? The halach is always like him. You can't listen to bas kol. Now, did Rabbi Elazar not know that you can't listen to a bas kol? Why did he think that you could listen to the bas kol? Did he not know this din of loba shemayimi? So, first of all, Taisus over here in the Ramaska loba shemayimi asks, how come in Yevamos it says we follow Basil because a bas kol came out and said we pass like Basil? So Taisus gives two answers. Either there the bas kol was following the majority, here the bas kol was following the minority. If the bas kol is following the majority, you listen to it. Beis Hillel is the majority. Just Beis Shammai was more sharp, but Beis Hillel is the majority. If the bas kol supports the majority, so we know to follow the majority against the sharp ones. Also here, this bas kol was only for the honor of Rebbe Elazar. What about the Yushami asks, did Rebbe Elazar not know that we always follow the majority? He said that apparently Rabbi Elazar was makbid because they embarrassed him. They burnt his tyrus in front of him. He thought they did it to just get him angry. Okay, let's continue. My loba shemayim hi. A Rabbi Yirmiyah shekvar nitna Torah mehar Sinai ve'inona mashkichim baskol. Shevakasavta bar Sinai v'tor achri rabim lahatos. It says in the Torah, you follow majority, you don't follow the baskol. Ashkechei Rabbi Nelson le'Eliyahu. Rabbi Nelson found Eliyahu and Avi. Amalei, my Avi kutshabirichu b'yishayta. What's Hashem doing during this time of the fight? Amalei kachayech v'amar, he's smiling and saying, Nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai. He was smiling over the fact that they paskin like the majority against Hashem, against the baskol. He was happy about it. Amru, oso hayom, eviyu kol tarashti Rabbi Lezer sofrim b'yish. On that day that they had this machlokes, they brought all the taharos that Rabbi Lezer paskin was tar, because he held this lamp, did not become tamei. With sofrim b'yish, they burnt it because it was truma tamei, a truma that had touched this stuff. V'nimnu alav u'baruchu. They counted up the opinions against him and they put him in cherem. V'amru milech v'yodi. Who's going to tell Rabbi Lez that he's in cherem? Amalem Rabbi Akiva ani elech. Rabbi Akiva said, I will go. Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Lez's prize student. And he said, I will go and tell him he's in cherem because he figured he wouldn't get too angry at Rabbi Akiva. Shami elech adam she'enu hagam v'yodiyo. If somebody else tells him, it's a machavs kol olam kulo. He's going to get angry and he's going to destroy the whole world. Rabbi Akiva was his beloved student, and he knew, and he thought he would be able to tell him about this and not get him upset. Other Achronim write, even so, Rabbi Akiva got punished from this. At the time, Rabbi Akiva was at the time Rabbi Lezer was dying, Rabbi Akiva went to visit him, and Rabbi Lezer told him that Rabbi Akiva was going to die a horrible death, worse than his friends, because of the fact that he told him he was put in chirim. Wild. I mean, he was doing the right thing. Ma also Rabbi Akiva, Lova Shchorim. He got dressed up in black as if he was in mourning. The Nesatev Shchorim. The Yashad Lefana Beruchah Arba Amos. He went and sat in front of Rabbi Lezer 4 Amos away from him. That's the din when somebody put in Chirim. Amalo Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, my Yomi Yomayim, why are you sitting 4 Amos away from me? Amalo, Rabbi, Kimadumali Shechaverim Bedilim Mimcha. Your friends are separating from you. He hinted to him he was in Chirim. Af Hu Kar Begadav. Rabbi Lezer ripped his garments. Vachalitz Menelev took off his shoes. V'nishmat v'yashat l'gabikaki sat on the floor like somebody in chirim. V'zolgu einav demos. He started crying. Lak olam shlish b'zeisim shlish b'chitim shlish b'sa'orim. When Rabbi Lezer started crying, the world got ruined. A third of the olives crop, a third of the wheat crop, and a third of the barley crop. V'yesh amam af batek shebideisha tipach. Even the dough in the hands of the women who were baking went sour. Tana ach gadol haya. Anywhere the Rabbi Lezer looked at got burnt up. Avram Gamliel, who was the Nasi, who established the halacha against Rabbi Lezer, he was on a boat that day, and a storm came out at sea to try to drown Rabbi Gamliel. Omar, this must be because of what did Rabbi Lezer. Omar, Rabbi Shalom, he said, I didn't do it for my honor, that the Yachid should follow the Rove. Nochayam Izafo. So the wind, the ocean stopped trying to attack him. Ima Shalom. That was Rabbi Lezer's wife's name. Her name was Shalom. I always thought Shalom was a boy's name. But apparently Rabbi Lezer's wife's name was Shalom. And they called her Ima Shalom as a sign of respect. Ima Shalom. Tevisu de Rabbi Lezer was Rabbi Lezer's wife, was also Achte de Ram Gamliel having. She was also the sister of Ram Gamliel, so she was right in the middle of this. It was her husband against her brother. From that day and on, Ima Shalom, Rabbi Lezer's wife, never allowed Rabbi Eliezer to say Tachnun, because she was afraid if he would say Tachnun, he would utter a prayer that would kill her brother. Because Tachnun is a very, very powerful, powerful prayer. The Ra'ah asks, how could she make sure that he's not going to say Tachnun? So he said, from here it's a Raya that you're not allowed to be mafsik in talking between Tefillah, Shmon Esrei, and Tachnun. So she's always used to go over and speak to him after Shmon Esrei to make sure that he would talk and he wouldn't be able to say Tachnun. special power of tachanun. People who are afflicted, they have special power. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was choshish for tzaro. Yeah. So what happened? One day she got confused. She thought it was no tachanun. Hahu yoma reish yachav. There's one day that it was Rosh Chodesh. Ve'echel zle bin malei l'chaser. She got mixed up. She thought it was a Chodesh malei. So tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, but really it was a Chodesh chaser. And today was Rosh Chodesh. Just the opposite. She thought the past month was chaser. And therefore, today is day 30. It's Rosh Chodesh, so she's not going to say tachanun. But it wasn't true. It was really day 31. It was really a Chodesh Malay. So it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. The next day was Rosh Chodesh. So he did say Tachan. Ikad Amre, Asa Anya V'Kaya Bava. Some say that a poor person came to the door of Avikta Le'Rifta and she fed the poor person bread when she was supposed to be talking to him. Ashkachte D'Nafal Alanpe. She came back and found him saying Tachanun. Amrele, Kum Katlas La'achi. Get up. You could stop saying tachan because you already killed my brother. The shofar came out from Rabbi Gamliel's house that he was dead. Amale mino yadis. How do you know that your brother died? Amale kach mekublan beis aviyaba kol hasham nino lechutz mishari ona. Like we said before, all the gates of heaven are closed except for the gates of someone who's crying and complaining that they verbally abused him. And my brother verbally abused you, and that's why he's going to die. Tana Rabbanan, Hama'anes HaGer over B'shlosha Lavin. A person who verbally afflicts a ger violates three Lavin, V'alochatso. And pressure a ger to pay when you know he doesn't have money, over B'shlosha, two Lavin. Ask the Gemara, really? Even by a regular person, the ger is also a regular Jew. It says by pressuring him to pay also three times. You're right. Both verbally abusing a ger and pressuring him to pay when you know he doesn't have enough money, you violate three lavin. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer, Bnei Mahizir Atobar Shlosh Meshisha Mekomos, Va'amila Ba'arboim Meshisha Mekomos Beger. Why does the Torah command you in 36 different places not to abuse a ger? Some say it's 46 places. Thirty-six places is where it just says ger, but there's another 10 where it says ger together with almana, yasam v'almana, ani yasam v'almana. That so says the Ravid. So some say it's 36 places. Some say, why does the Torah keep warning you against abusing the ger? Mipnei shesur. So what's key? How does that answer the question?
Because it says kiger meyusim, so they count kiger when it says kiger meyusim back to time. Says another 10 times kiger as opposed to just the lab of ger.
Okay. The Ravid says differently. Okay. Mipnei shesura ra. Why do we keep warning you not to abuse the ger? Because the ger made this huge commitment to leave non-Judaism, to join Judaism. If you make fun of him, he's just going to go right back. So the Torah has to be very careful for you not to make fun of the ger. He has a big yetzahara to return. When you're a guy, you could do all sorts of things that you can't do when you're a Jew. It's very enticing. So, suro ra. He has a big yetzahara to go back. My dechsev, v'ger lo sonev lo silchatsenu, ki gerim heyisem baritz etzrayim, don't verbally abuse and don't pressure a ger, because you were a ger. Why is that a reason not to pressure him? Because you were a ger. Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Mum Shebucha al Tomel Chavercha. You were a ger, so it's worse to pressure him. Hayin Adami Inche. That's what people say. Dizakiv Le Zakifa Bidyutke. Someone who has a relative who was hung by the government, Lo Nemele Lechavri Zakif Benisa, shouldn't say to his friend, can you please hang this fish for me? Like, you should be sensitive to talk about hanging. If you have somebody in your family who was hung, then you got to be sensitive not to talk to people about hanging. Okay, Rabosa, we're going to stop here now. Rabosa, okay, two things. First of all, tomorrow morning, BMW is diving at 7:15. So we're going to have shear at 8:15, right after the BMW 7:15 minion. Tomorrow we start Ezehu Neshech. Might be the hardest parak in Shas. But the good news is it's only 10 blots. So after a week and a half, we're done with it. It's bad news for me. It just means, now I've learned Ezehu Neshech. I put a lot of hours into Ezehu Neshech about, how many years ago? I learned it a lot of years ago. KBY, Shana Bet.
Are you still sharp on it?
No, not at all. I'm not sharp on it at all. That's why it's going to take me a lot more time to prepare, but luckily today I had time, so I prepared tomorrow's daf. Ezehu Neshech, if you have a business sense, we need you to contribute to the discussions. Hopefully you'll explain it to me, things that I don't understand. But Hashem will have siyata d'shmaya and the merit of the whole chevra, and we'll all figure it out. So thank you for joining. Everyone should have a wonderful night. And tomorrow morning, 8:15, in person and on Zoom, I'm going to shut my computer and restart it so that hopefully we won't have the Zoom problems that we had today. I apologize. But everyone should have a great night.